Welcome to the Quanta Science Podcast. Each episode, we bring you stories about developments in science and mathematics. I'm Susan Vallett. Recent observations of an aging alien planetary system are helping to answer the question, what will happen to our planet when the sun dies? That's next.
It's season 3 of The Joy of Why, and I still have a lot of questions, like, what is this thing we call time? Why does altruism exist? And where is Jan 11?
I'm here, astrophysicist and co-host, ready for anything.
That's right, I'm bringing in the A-team.
So brace yourselves.
Get ready to learn.
I'm Jan 11.
I'm Steve Strogatz.
And this is...
Quanta Magazine's podcast, The Joy of Why.
New episodes drop every other Thursday.
Earth's fate rests on a coin flip. In 5 billion years, our sun will balloon into a red giant star. Melinda Soares Furtado, an astrophysicist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says whether Earth survives is an open question. Sure, Earth could be swallowed by the sun and destroyed, but maybe not.
So this is me being an astrophysicist thinking in probabilistic space. I would say the jury's out. There are simulations that show that it's possible, and there are simulations where the Earth avoids this fate and that it's too complex to put sort of a probability that I would trust at this point in time, given how many interconnected physical mechanisms are at play. If you'd like me to place a bet, though, and I had to choose between one, I would choose engulfment.
In these other scenarios, Earth escapes and is pushed further out into the solar system. Now, a nearby planetary system has offered clues to our planet's cosmic hereafter. About 57 light-years away, 4 planets orbit a sun-like star that is 10 billion years old, twice as old as the sun, and already in the advanced stages of its life. Stephen Kane, an astrophysicist specializing in planetary habitability at the University of California, Riverside, recently modeled what might happen to the elderly system's planets when the star becomes a red giant in a billion years. He found that most of the inner planets will be engulfed, but that the outermost known planet, which has an orbit similar to Venus's, might survive. The star's advanced age makes it easier to model its expansion and offers a more accurate forecast of our own planetary system's future. Jonathan Zink is an astrophysicist at Caltech.
I think it's a very interesting paper, and it kind of alludes to the fact that we should be looking for more systems like this. And if we can find, like, say, like 10 systems at various phases of this stellar evolution that are like this system, we could probably piece together what's going on by looking at like how the orbits change, what's the architectural structure of these systems, and what does that tell us about the underlying physics that are occurring?
When a planet is engulfed, death can be swift. In 2022, Ricardo Yarza, a stellar astrophysicist at the University of California, Santa Cruz, simulated what happens when a red giant swallows a planet. He found that if the planet starts out close enough to the star, its orbit rapidly decays. He says gas in the star's atmosphere creates a drag on the planet.
So the planet keeps plunging deeper and deeper into the star. Since this environment is very hostile for the planet, most planets are destroyed in the stellar envelope, so they completely dissolve.
That happens within a few hundred years. Kishale Day is an astronomer at MIT.
So for a long time, people have predicted that as stars die, they should expand, and if there are nearby planets around the star, then those planets will be engulfed into the star. But that phenomenon had never been observed directly in real time.
But in 2020, Day's team saw a star 12,000 light years away temporarily become a few hundred times brighter. The flash was too dim to have come from a merger with another star, but as Day and his colleagues reported last year, it was just the right intensity to have been produced by a planet-sized meal. The team surmised that a planet a few times more massive than Jupiter had been caught up as the 10 billion-year-old star began expanding into a red giant.
Essentially, this is what the future of our own solar system is going to be, because in about 5 billion years, when the sun runs out of fuel in its core, it's going to expand and essentially consume Mercury and Venus almost for sure, and probably Earth as well, depending on how much mass is lost.
So when the Sun, a main sequence star, runs out of the hydrogen needed to power nuclear fission at its core, it will turn to other fuel sources and lose mass. Over millions of years, its core then gets hotter and its atmosphere puffs up. It would eventually grow to more than 200 times its current width. That's when Mercury and Venus would be goners. Then comes the approach toward Earth's orbit, a distance known as one astronomical unit, or AU. And it could eventually expand further. Antonino Lanza, an astronomer at the Astrophysical Observatory of Catania in Italy, says in some models, it can engulf Mars.
It is uncertain because it depends on the mass loss rate that is poorly known.
Meaning how much mass the Sun loses as it ages. For now, our best estimates suggest that the Sun will grow to somewhere between 0.85 and 1.5 AU. But as the star loses mass, the weaker pull of gravity will increase Earth's orbit, meaning our planet could escape engulfment. To see Earth's future, astronomers turn to a crystal ball filled with alien planetary systems. Their goal is to find sun-like stars that will soon balloon, or have just ballooned, into red giants. That's why Rho Coronae Borealis, a nearby yellow dwarf star that's thought to be reaching the end of its sunny life, caught Kane's attention. Three of its four known planets orbit close to the star, well within Venus's path around our sun. The outermost planet, with a year lasting 282 days, is similar in orbit to Venus. Kane's analysis was published in November of last year. It shows that the growing star will engulf the three inner planets. The innermost of those worlds, thought to be rocky and nearly four times the mass of Earth, will evaporate within a few hundred years.
The interaction with this plasma superheats the planet and causes it to essentially break down. It will lose its atmosphere extremely quickly, because that's the most volatile part. But the remaining solid body part of the planet will be heated up and evaporated in much the same way. Even the rocks on the surface will be heated up and they will just melt away and become part of the star very quickly.
The next world out, a Jupiter mass gas giant, is so large that it will spiral inward and be ripped apart by the star's gravity rather than evaporating. The third planet, a smaller Neptune mass world, will likely also be engulfed and evaporated. But the outermost planet, also about the mass of Neptune, may survive. As the star expands, it will temporarily engulf the planet for several thousand years. During this time, extreme temperatures will roast the planet's surface. But the planet itself should survive because the star's atmosphere isn't very dense at this distance. Here's Kane.
But at that point, the star will contract again for a little bit. It might briefly engulf the outer planet, and the outer planet may survive that, but then the star will go through a period, what we call the asymptotic giant branch, which is kind of this lull in between when the star goes through its final expansion. And so I suspect that the outermost planet will survive that. It just won't be close enough or in the star long enough for it to be destroyed by that. And so it will probably remain for a little bit longer. And this is kind of key, because stars lose mass during this whole period, particularly towards the very end of this process. At the end of the asymptotic giant branch, the star goes through one last period of expansion, and then it loses a bunch of its mass. When it loses mass, that means that in order to conserve angular momentum, the outermost planet's orbit moves outward. So it has an opportunity right at the end to escape.
So will Earth survive all of this?
Maybe. Because I've done some rough calculations of this. The Sun will have a similar process, and I suspect that Earth will move outward and it will survive. The size of the Sun, I believe, will engulf the current Earth orbit, but Earth will already have moved by that point.
If a planet can escape engulfment, its chances for a longer life are promising. When a star like our sun expands into a red giant and sheds its outer layers, eventually the only thing left is a dense, white-hot stellar corpse known as a white dwarf. These objects contain as much as half of the mass of the original star, packed into an area the size of Earth. They should continue to burn for trillions of years. Marianne Limbach is an exoplanet scientist at the University of Michigan. She says in the past 2 decades, scientists have found a handful of exoplanets orbiting white dwarfs. These planets survived their star's red giant phase, although it's not clear exactly how. Some of the worlds, which tend to be larger gas giants, were probably too far from their star to be swallowed, while others may have been pushed outward as the star huffed and puffed. Ongoing observations by the James Webb Space Telescope are expected to turn up dozens more exoplanets orbiting white dwarfs. As unusual as they might seem, Limbach, who leads some of the Webb white dwarf observations, says these planetary systems could still be habitable.
That zone around the white dwarf slowly becomes cooler to the white dwarf over time as the white dwarf cools. And so what that means is the location the planet needs to be at for there to be liquid water changes. Now, it does happen such that there is a certain age range for white dwarfs where you can get a stable habitable zone, sort of the inner edge of the habitable zone starts, and then, you know, it continues to migrate in, but you stay within that liquid water range for several billion years. And so in that case, you can imagine that that's a long enough period that you could perhaps get life evolving over that amount of time around the white dwarf if you had a planet that migrated into just the right spot. This is very different than the conventional habitable zone, because the habitable zone around a white dwarf is so close to the white dwarf that the planet is tidally locked. And not only that, but the white dwarf is so massive, the planet is going to be experiencing significant tides. And so I think it's a very challenging environment. It's very different than what we think of as the habitable zone around a main sequence star. And it's unclear if that would be suitable or conducive to the formation of life.
More observations of evolved solar systems and more models like Keynes could provide greater insight into the fate of our own. For now, the death of our planet is a roll of the dice away from certainty. Humans may be long gone from Earth's surface, but anyone glancing in our direction 5 billion years from now might see our planet ride out our sun's dying breaths, or perhaps disappear in a brief flash of light. Arlene Santana helped with this episode. I'm Susan Vallett. For more on this story, read Jonathan O'Callaghan's full article, New Clues for What Will Happen When the Sun Eats the Earth, on our website, quantummagazine.org. Explore science mysteries in the Quanta book, Alice and Bob Meet the Wall of Fire, published by the MIT Press. Available now at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, or your local bookstore.